Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From the Coin Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Your Weather Weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Well, good morning. You're listening to Your Weather Weekend. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames. I have morning meteorologist Kelly Bairn on the other side of this. And of course, we're talking about the weekend forecast. Before we get there, though, how's it going, Kelly?
Hey, good morning. It's going well. I mean, whew, these temperatures, but we've got a good forecast for the weekend. So,
yeah, temperatures getting toasty. The weekend, it does cool down, hopefully, a little bit, and we'll get into more of those details. But the start of the week was just nice. Going back to Monday when we had our first podcast there, we were expecting heat, expecting sunshine. Tuesday, we had rain fall through the Cascades. I mean, kind of a busy Tuesday forecast outside of Portland.
It was. We actually saw record rainfall near Klamath Falls, which is just south of the Bootleg Fire. And the Bootleg Fire itself, more so on the west end of all of the burn and where the fuels are, we saw a quarter of an inch of rain. So some of those fire officials were saying that it has helped to suppress the fire going into some of the end parts of the week. But we're still going to be dealing with a lot of heat and some drier conditions out there and that thunderstorm threat, which involves lightning and also very locally gusty winds. So there's still going to be some issues with that fire as we move forward.
Yeah, but anytime we can get any sort of moisture out there that like reaches the canopy and down to the surface, it's good to see that they had some rain there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say it's the fragile balance between getting rain and avoiding lightning. If we get the lightning, big deal. Okay, I do want to take some time here to say Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. And wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
When you light a campfire, follow these safety tips. Clear around the campfire site, making sure it is free of flammable vegetation. Burn wood only. Attend your campfire at all times. And to put out a campfire, drown the flames, stir the ashes, then drown it again. And make sure your campfire is dead out before you go to sleep or leave the campsite.
You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. Yeah, you know, heading into this weekend, you know, camping is usually a big thing, and you know, there's a lot of burn bans out there. We're still concerned, as you mentioned, for wildfire threat because of lightning heading into portions of the weekend, so still a lot to be concerned about.
It is, yeah, and that region is still seeing exceptional drought, some of the worst drought that we've seen in two, maybe even three decades. So it was nice to see that rain yesterday, and Klamath Falls has now seen more rain than the entire month here in Portland. When we're looking at those totals and doing some comparisons. So right. I'm a little jealous, but very happy to see some of that wetting rain in that area, kind of coating spots that need it the most.
Yeah, we're going to be approaching 50 plus days, I think, before we know it. And then we'll probably be on that top list of a dry day stretch and streak for us here in Portland. We'll see if we get there. Before we talk more about the weekend forecast, and I do have a couple extra things to talk about when we get to that point, I'm actually interviewing the Oregon Jamboree. It's time for some country music.
Fun.
Kelly, I know you like country music, right?
I do. I was out in Eastern Washington for a while, so I kind of learned to love country music, more of a pop country music person, but loving it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It just makes you feel good, you know. It should be a wonderful event. We love the Oregon Jamboree down in Sweet Home, so let's go learn a little bit more about how they're, you know, attacking this Oregon Jamboree this year. All right, we have what I call the Trinity this weekend. It's Oregon, summer, and music. We have the Oregon Jamboree this weekend, country music, right in time for just a blast of summer weather. And I have Robert Shamick with me, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about it.
So we've been at the same site since 1992. We're on the high school field right behind the Sweet Home High School. The main entrance is off 18th Avenue. Yeah, we've been doing it since 1992. This will be our 29th year. I've been the festival director for, well, I can count the guitars that are hanging. So 4 years full time. Last year would have been my fifth. So this year will be my sixth. But I've been involved with the Jamboree for about 16 years now. And if you want to get tickets, we still have tickets available. Just go to OregonJamboree.com.
It's such a beautiful area of Oregon, and it kind of just reminds me of summer when I think about the Oregon Jamboree. I've been in Portland for 6 years. I've been working at Coin for that same amount of time, so almost about the same amount of time you've been running it over there. Yeah. And I always think about it when summer comes around. So how do people, you know, I'm sure people are pretty excited to get back on track this summer with the Jamboree. Can you talk about excitement going on?
Yeah, absolutely. There's many things great about Sweden, but you know, we have the lake, we have the river. A lot of people come in early. They bring their boats. We have hundreds of people that float the river every Oregon Jamboree. Yeah, there's always a ton of excitement for, you know, not just our patrons that are coming in, but also for our sleepy little town that turns into a big city for one weekend out of the entire year. And weather, you know, plays a big part. It's Oregon Jamboree time, so of course it's going to be a little on the warm side. It's just the way we roll. I don't think there's been a year since I've been around that it hasn't been a touch warm. But this year, a little different. We are doing a lot of misting stations, basically cooling stations. So we'll have lots of water on the field, lots of blowers, lots of fun stuff for, you know, fun ways for people to cool down. So that'll be a good change that we haven't had in years past.
Yeah, you got to stay cool, especially heading into this weekend. We're supposed to get kind of warm out there. You said a touch warm. I think that's for sure. So hopefully people are all prepared for that. There's nothing better than country music in summer as well. Our country artists, can you speak about some of them that are coming around for this event? And you know, I'm sure you talked to them as well. They could probably get pretty excited for this. It's a little bit different. It's in Sweet Home. It's off the highway. It's tucked into the Cascades.
Yeah, absolutely. We have so many amazing artists right here in the Northwest. So we always try to promote all of our Northwest people, just because they, you know, they help us out all year long doing different concerts and just fun stuff, you know, with them. Adam Larson Company, he's going to kick the whole weekend off on the main stage, which is pretty awesome. He's been around for quite a while. Great act. And then we also have, I mean, just a plethora of good Oregon, Washington, you know, local artists, from Joe Woosley to Brewer's Grade to, you know, Fogline. Cloverdale's going to come and MC our entire event, which is really awesome. For our 20th year, we had Neil McCoy MC the whole weekend, and it turned out really good. So we decided, you know what, Cloverdale's been on break like everybody else, and we wanted to support them. So we brought them on as an MC, and they're also playing several times at the Jamboree. So that's always fun. And then we have a lot of national acts that are extremely excited to come play. Oh, geez, we've got so many of them this year. Lone Star, Blanca Brown, Billy Currington. It was really nice to get Billy on board. It was kind of late in the game. We were super excited that he stepped up. Really looking forward to having him on Friday night. Parmalee, Cam, Dustin Lynch, they're our you know, Saturday group, along with Jesse G and Jesse Lee on the main stage. Walker County, we haven't had them before, so we're excited to have those two gals on board. Cloverdale, Lane Hardy. You know, he's just smashing it right now. So it'll be fun to have him. And Ashley McBride. I mean, we haven't had a single person not excited to see Ashley on Sunday. So I think Sunday's going to be a great show and great way to end our weekend for sure.
Yeah, I think the way that you're starting and ending it sounds like a blast. Could you kind of paint a picture more for people that have never been, that maybe thinking about it, they want to get out finally for this summer and do something fun? What can they expect by the time they, you know, they roll in? Do they have to stay overnight? Can they go in and out? What's the deal?
No, I mean, they don't have to stay. And we don't have a policy where once you go in, you have to stay in. They can come in and out freely. I mean, obviously, we'd love them to stay in the Jamboree. You know, we've got a lot of food vendors, all kinds of beer and spirits. You know, as far as what they can expect to see a lot. It's an event ran by volunteers. You know, there's only a couple of us paid staff. And everybody else, you know, we have almost 1,000 volunteers. And a lot of these volunteers have been doing this for upwards of 20, 25 years. Some of them have been doing it the entire time, which is pretty awesome. So we know our event very well. It's family friendly. We've got, we're using Sankey Park this year as the kids zone. So the city put in a brand new huge play structure. It's going to be pretty nice for the kids to be able to go over there and hang out and enjoy a great play structure. Yeah, I mean, I just expect to have a great time. We've had a lot of amazing food vendors, some great merch vendors, and of course, we'll have Oregon Jamboree merch there as well. We got lots of that.
I think I read that you could do some camping.
Yep, we still have a few campsites available. Overall, we have about 2,400 campsites, so it's definitely one big party, that's for sure. But yeah, we still have some camping available. They just have to go on our website, check it out. A lot of the closer campsites are sold out, but we have some that are still available. Tent camping and RVs as well.
So anything else like that?
You know, we're a nonprofit, and so we're doing this for our community. It's a give back to our community. Every dime we make pretty much goes right back into, you know, different programs, a bunch of different nonprofits. Yeah, just come and expect to have a good time, and you know, can't wait to see everybody.
Is there anything COVID related, any protocols that anyone has to follow? Is that something that you guys are?
Yeah, we're an outdoor venue, so at this point, you know, we're following all the state guidelines, which are pretty relaxed right now, but we'll have lots of hand washing stations. We're pretty much wide open, so yeah, power through it.
Do you remember any past events, weather related? Yeah, any storms, rain, or anything sliding on through on one of these jamborees? You have any memories?
Well, luckily, all my memories are good. So we pick this weekend every year because it's the least amount of weather that you'll see throughout the entire year, which is nice. It'll be warm. Hopefully that's it. Hopefully all we get is a little bit of heat and we have a great successful event.
Yeah, it's just the time of the year where it's pretty dry, it's sunny, and it just feels good to be outside with people. So yeah, it should be a nice event.
It's kind of a weird year. Didn't know that we were going to be fully open for quite a while. So it was really nice to have so many of our patrons roll their tickets over from 2020. We had a ton of people do that, a lot of sponsors. And then we had a bunch of new sponsors jump on this year that are really excited to be a part of the Jamboree. One of our big ones is a local couple here in Sweet Home. There are presenting sponsors this year is Tony and Shelley Larson. Want to give a big shout out to those guys. They've been an incredible help. So
it seems like there's just a lot of volunteers, a lot of people really committed to this, really enjoy the event. I know the people here in Oregon do. I hear about it up here in Portland and even at the station. You know, we love it. I mean, I truly have coworkers that love going down there. So I appreciate
it. We love having you guys.
Is there, you know, can you just one last time, can you direct people to the website real quick? Where's that at exactly?
Yep, it's OregonJamboree.com. You can also follow us on all of our social media platforms as well. So all of them, we're on everything.
All right. You have a good one and enjoy the event.
All right. You too, man.
Well, we know this is going to just be a blast. All the volunteers, people just love this event. It's going to be warm, but that's the way it should be. It's country music. It's Oregon. It's summer. Like I mentioned, just to tie it all together. I hope you have a great weekend. Let's get to that forecast.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Hello, Coin6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily Six. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's six biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or have The Daily Six sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do you have a favorite country song?
Oh my gosh. So I feel like, you know the band Nickelback? Everyone kind of hates on them. I feel like there's the same attitude towards Florida Georgia Line, but I actually love their pop country music. So I'm a big Florida Georgia Line fan, and I've actually been to a concert back in Eastern Washington of theirs.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I just enjoy their music. It's such feel-good music, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, they had that one big hit. I can't think of it off the top of my mind, but I am familiar with them. And they're fun.
Yeah.
They're good stuff.
The Nickelback of country, you could say. But good stuff because Nickelback has some bangers as well. So
hey, they sell out, right?
They sell out.
They make a good living. So and they make some good music. I'm more of like a traditional, like 90s country guy. I mean, I love Garth Brooks. It's hard to dislike Garth and some of the guys there. And so that's where I'm at. But this should be a wonderful event down at Sweet Home. Temperatures a little warm. We're just seeing this kind of, we're coming off, you know, a heat wave where temperatures in the 90s Saturday's still going to be pretty hot, even down towards Lebanon, Sweet Home, through the Cascade foothills. Sunday may be slightly cooler, but we are expecting temperatures to gradually fall as we head into the weekend.
Right. So we're kind of on the back end of this little heat wave, little hump of heat that really hits or hit on Friday. So temperatures to finish off the work week, triple digits, right? But as we head towards Saturday, we're starting that cool down. So Saturday still looks like it's going to be hot. Low to mid 90s, I'm seeing. And if you're starting your weekend on Friday, triple digits, then there's still that excessive heat wave in place through Friday now, but low to mid 90s Saturday, and then Sunday we're back in the mid 80s. So I think that'll be relief as we go through these times where we see triple digit temperatures. It seems like the 80s are very welcomed back in Portland.
Yeah, it's really noticeable when you get down to like 85, 86 days. It's just way cooler, you know. You hit the 90s and it just really puts you over the edge a little bit. I put out an article earlier in the week about how this stretch, July 26th to August 2nd, is the warmest stretch of time for us in Portland. That's when our maximum high temperature is at its peak. And then come August 3rd, we start cooling down. So right on time for our like warmest stretch of the summer and year, we have this heat wave here.
Yeah. So you're talking about our normal daytime highs, yeah. So like our average highs, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
So we are at peak heat. I think it's 84 degrees is normal highs. And we've kind of been running hotter than that since Monday. Many days in the upper 80s. Then we have our 90s streak, triple digit weather on Friday. And then we're backing off a little bit. So it does make sense to see that peak heat right around this week here.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of those temperatures like Friday and, you know, going back to Thursday, even though they're in the upper 90s, they're not going to break records because we have records that are at like 106, 107, somewhere around there. So this is traditionally one of the warmer, you know, moments of our summer.
Yeah, a better chance if we're going to see a heat wave that happens at this point in July and then also in August. I think 2009 is the record holding days for this stretch here. We saw just a very hot finish to July in 2009, which is when we set some daytime record highs of about 106 to 107.
Yeah. Gosh.
So we're not there. Yeah. We're not getting that hot.
And that was like our all-time heat until this previous June.
That's true.
I do know when we finish off August, our average high temperature is supposed to be around 80 degrees. So
okay.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Are you ready to transition from summer to fall?
You know what? I am. I am a huge fall weather person. I would actually expect August temperatures to fall more quickly, just because sometimes when you think about September, you really get to feel like fall is coming and you start thinking about scarf and boot season. But I know some September months have also been real warm and pleasant. So yeah, I am ready for the fall weather. I am not someone who can handle heat very well, and I haven't been able to really go outside and do my activities like running and climbing. So I'm ready for fall. Some of those tamer temperatures to be back in Portland.
Yeah, less stress. You know, it's just so stressful when it gets so hot and it's like aggravates. You got to spend time indoors. You're just really limited. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm ready to kind of transition. So I think this weekend it's still going to be hot. Make sure you have your sun protection if you're going to be out. Make sure you grab the water, take your breaks. You know the deal, right?
Yeah. Try to avoid prolonged time in direct heat or in the hottest part of the day, both Thursday, Friday, and also Saturday too. And yeah, drink water. Make sure to check on elderly folks and kids. Don't leave pets or children in cars. Try and hit the AC if you can. So it's going to be tough to get through, but we'll definitely do it.
Yeah. You also mentioned for fall, it's boots and scarf season. you know, if you're going out to...
Picture that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, different type. If you're going out to the Oregon Jamboree this weekend, I think it's going to be fun. You can have your cowboy boots on and
instead
of a scarf, maybe like a bandana and just...
Love it.
Enjoy the weekend music there, right?
And maybe a harmonica in your back pocket. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, join in on the music fun, right? Okay, so I think we'll be back on Monday, and we'll recap the hot temperatures that we had. We'll talk about the weekend a little bit more, and we'll get into that forecast, and it will be August, I think. August 1st, I think.
Yeah, I believe Sunday is the last day of July, so we'll be ready for it. Excited.
We'll be ready for it. All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.